السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الصلاة والسلام على من بالحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم أشرف ولد آدم حبيب إله العالم أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصل على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما مولانا وصاحبنا حجة ابن الحسن المهدي روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. I would like to draw your attention to another right which mentioned in the valuable book of our fourth Imam Zainul Abidin Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wa salam about Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad about the right of child. Everyone has children, so we are concerned about training, about their adab, about their study. So we would like to understand what is the viewpoint of religion, what our beloved Imam talk about education, about learning, about training, about tarbiyat, about adab of children. Imam alayhi salam says that وَأَمَّا حَقُّ وَلَدِكَ. Be careful about the right of your child. So you also be careful to listen exactly what Imam alayhi salam says about this important right. وَأَمَّا حَقُّ وَلَدِكَ فَتَعْلَمْ. Knows that أَنَّهُ مِنْك. Your child is part of you. You cannot separate your child from you. وَمُضَافٌ إِلَيْكَ. And also attributed to you. في عاجل الدنيا, in this world, بخيره وشره, all of his good deeds and all of his evil deeds will attribute to you. وأنك مسؤول أما وليته. And you are responsible for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give authority to you, entrusted you. What is that? You are responsible min husn al adab, to teach him or her good conduct, good adab. And also you are responsible bad dalalati ila rabbih, to guide him to his Lord. وَالْمَعُونَةَ عَلَىٰ طَاعَتِهِ فِيكَ وَفِي نَفْسِهِ. And help him or help her to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is three responsibility Imam alayhi salam mentioned in this right. And then Imam said, فَمُثَابٌ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ وَمُعَاقِبٌ. You will receive the rewards of all of his good deed, and you will punish for all of his evil deeds. It means that in this dunya, you are responsible. Also in the day of judgment, In sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should answer the question of your responsibility regarding your children. Then fa'mal fi amrih. Regarding his affair, fa'mal fi amrihi amal al mutazayyin bi husni atharihi alayh. Act like a person who love to decorate his effects. Fi ajil ad-dunya, in this world, al mu'adhdhir ila rabbihi fi ma baynaka wa baynahu. And try to find reason in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about your responsibility. Bi husn al-qiyam alayhi wal akhd lahu minh wa la quwwata illa billah. It means that you are responsible for all those things Imam alayhi salam mentioned, and you actually should taking good care of him and the good result you achieved. This is the text of this right of child, which mentioned in Risalatul Huquq. Let me to explain some sentences of this important right. Imam alayhi salam mentioned two different view. The first one, emotional aspects. The second one, social aspects. You will get benefit from your children if you teach him good conduct in this world. Everyone attribute your children to you. If he be or she be a good child, they thank you. If he do an evil deed, so they blame you sometime. Imam alayhi salam said, if you like good position in this world, be careful and be vigilant about teaching of your children. If you are careful about the day of judgment, also you are responsible. So if you are a religious person, you should be vigilant to teach your children good conduct. And even if you are not aware on this world, so please do something good for your children, because in the day of judgment also you will be responsible. صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. In our books we have a different hadith. I want to recite some beautiful hadith which Aimma alayhim as-salam or Rasulullah mention about the how to show and express your feeling, your love to your children. The first one from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I try to ask you in different moment to send salawat, because the day of Friday and Jum'ah is the day of salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa faraja. The first one from Rasulullah said, Rasulullah used to kiss Imam Hassan wa Imam Hussein alayhi salam. قبل الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام فقال الأقرع ابن حابس. One of the companions of Rasulullah asked him, he said, إن لي عشرة من الأولاد. I have 10 children. ما قبلت واحد منهم. I didn't kiss any of them. فقال قال رسول الله ما علي أن نزع الله الرحمة من. What can I do if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove love of your children from your heart? It means that Rasulullah showed and expressed his love to his children. And Rasulullah is the good example of all of us, for all of us. We should also show our love, our affection to our children based on this rawayat. And also in our rawayat mentioned that the love of your children is relating to your heart and in nature, is from your fitrat. You cannot remove this fitrat, this nature from your heart. And if you show your love to your child, they will also show and express his love. And this is the first point to obey you, to listen to you. And we have riwayat also from Amir, from Rasulullah, that من قبل ولده كتب الله له حسنة. The one who kissed his child or children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write a hasana for him, a good for him, a reward for him, will give him reward. Or for example, we have another riwayat mentioned from Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Man qabbala waladahu كان له حسنة ومن فرحه فرحه الله يوم القيامة. Encourage mu'minin to show and express their love to their children. He said, the one who kissed his children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him reward. And the one who make his child happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him happy in the day of judgment. I think has a salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد ورجوم.
The third hadith from Imam Sadiq عليه الصلاة والسلام, Imam said, إن الله ليرحم الرجل. Allah سبحانه وتعالى will give mercy to the one. اللي يرحمه, we can translate as the Allah سبحانه وتعالى will forgive. Will forgive الرجل, a man. Why? لِشِدَّةِ حُبِّهِ لِوَلْدِهِ. Because he has too much love to his child. Those ahadith teaching us to express our love to our children, to respect our children. And Imam alayhi salam said that two important points. First one, فَتَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ مِنْكِ. There is no choice to separate your child from yourself. If he be a good person or bad person, فَتَعْلَمْ, knows that. Be vigilant. أَنَّهُ مِنْكِ, he's part of you. And then, مُضَافٌ إِلَيْكَ فِي أَجَلِ الدُّنْيَا بِخَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. If you are worried and concerned about this world, and you are concerned about of your honor and reputation, knows that. Your children, with his good deed or evil deed, he's attributed to you. We have a beautiful hadith from Rasulullah said that the orphan is not who has not father. Orphan is the one who has not adab. It means that people in society, if they want to evaluate you, they think about your children. They look at the behavior of your children. Are you a good father, good mother, or not? And Imam said, وَأَنَّكَ مَسْؤُولٌ أَمَّا وَلَّيْتَ. You are responsible for the thing, for the gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you. The gift is your children. Your child is your gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you a gift, so you are responsible in three different points. The first one, وَلَّيْتَهُ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْأَدَبِ. Try to teach him good adab, good conduct. وَالدَّلَالَةِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ. Be vigilant about his religion.
especially for the one who live in such a country. Try to learn him Salah, try to learn him Quran, try to learn him love of Ahl Bayt. Try to bring him with yourself to the majlis of A'imma alayhim as-salam for different program, to be confident your children are also like you, is a religious person. Because sometimes parents are worried about the study of their children, about the economy situation for their future. They teach them all of those things, all of those simple things, but they doesn't teach them about their religion. And they are not worried about their future in this country. Imam alayhi salam said that annaka mas'ulun first min husn al-adab, to teach him good conduct. Wa dalalata ila rabbih, guide him to his Lord. And then wal ma'unata ala ta'ati, only guidance is not enough. Wa dalalata ila rabbih wal ma'una, ma'una help him, support him to learn, encourage him for coming masjid, for participation in a religious event. Encourage him to recite Quran. Encourage him to know about his belief. وَالْمَعُونَةَ لَهُ عَلَىٰ تَعَتَىٰ. Brothers and sisters, one of the verse of Quran is very important. All of the verses of Quran are important, but this verse is relating to our discussion. Said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O those who believe, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Send Allah salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد برجام.
O mu'minin, protect yourself and your family from the fire, which is the firewood is from stone and human. When this verse of Quran reveals, someone came to Rasulullah and cried, "Oh Rasulullah, we cannot protect ourselves from the fire of hell." What is the difficult responsibility Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put on our shoulder to be careful about our children, our family? He said, you are not only responsible for yourself, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum, also your family. Naran wa quduha an-nas wal hijara, a fire that it's firewood is human in stone. Let me to conclude with one of the ahadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Annahu nadhara ila ba'd atfal. Rasulullah look at some of children. Faqala waylun, woe. Oh, I'm sorry. Waylun. Waylun la'atfal akhir az-zaman. Woe to children of the akhir az-zaman. Why? Min aba'ihim. Because of their parents. Faqila ya Rasulullah, min aba'ihim al-mushrikeen. Does their parents are mushrik? That you are worried about their parents? Rasulullah said, no. من آبائهم المؤمنين. Their parents are mu'min, are believers, are Muslim. But لا يعلمونهم شيئا من الفرائض. They do not teach them فرائض. واجبات. They do not teach them belief, their belief. They do not teach them about their religion. وَإِذَا تَعَلَّمُوا أَوْلَادَهُمْ مَنَأُوهُمْ. Sometimes they do not let anyone to teach them religion. They do not let their children to go to masjid. And then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم continued and said, رضوا عنهم بعرض يسير من الدنيا. They try to learn them about some simple thing about their future, about their this material world. You know, about their study, they are worried. About their future, they are worried. But they are not worried about their religion. And then, فَأَنَا مِنْهُمْ بَرِيءٍ وَهُمْ مِنِّي بُرَآءٍ. I am hate. You know, the Rasulullah said, I hate them. I dislike them. Now the Rasulullah, we all of us, we expect that on the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us shafa'ah. And Rasulullah in this hadith said, I hate them. I hate the parent. They are not worried and they are not concerned about the religion of their children. They let them to do whatever they wish, they want. Brothers and sisters, this is a hadith and this is verse of Quran and this is the right of child based on the Rasalatul Huquq of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, encourage all of mu'mineen to be careful, to be vigilant about our family, about their children, our children, especially in this country, because the environment of the country is not as much of a Muslim country, environment of religious country. So we should be more careful about our children and about our family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to keep our religion and continue our religion to our family and try to be a good person and good religion person in sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of mu'mineen wal mu'minat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten in reappearance of the Imam of the age. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. اللهم اجعل عواقب امورنا خيرا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على النبي الأمي المكي المدني الحاشمي القرشي الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد
اللهم صل على
وصل على امير المؤمنين قائد القر المحجلين وصل على صديقه الطاهره فاطمه الزهراء سيده نساء العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وصل على الحسن والحسين سيدا شباب اهل الجنه اللهم صل على محمد وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والقائم الحجة المهدي اللهم صل اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين لا سيما حجة ابن الحسن المهدي اللهم عجل في فرجه فسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أنصاره وعوانه وصلوا على محمد وآل محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم
اللهم صل
إن لربكم في أيام دهركم نفحات. This is the gift of Friday, gift from Rasulullah. This is a beautiful hadith. He said, إن لربكم certainly from your Lord في أيام دهركم نفحات. During your life, the divine breeze blowing ألا فتعرضوا لها. Be vigilant to get benefits from this breeze, from this Allah's breeze. Because among humanity, there are some of them are greater than other. The Prophet of Allah, A'imma alayhim as-salam. And among prophets of Allah, some of them are greater than others' prophet. Musa is Kalimullah, he's the one who talked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim is Khalilullah, he's the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Muhammad is Khatamun Nabiyyin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And among the places on this earth, some places are greater than other places. The places which are masjid, built masjid on it. And the masjid, the jami, the main masjid, is better than other masjid. The masjid al-Nabi is better than all masjid. The masjid al-Haram is greater than all of the masajid. And 2 rak'at prayer, if you fulfill in Masjid al-Haram, is equal to 100,000 rak'at prayer in other masjid. And among the time also, some time are greater than other times. For example, month of Rajab, month of Sha'ban, and month of Ramadan, among 12 months are better than other months. And during the week, Friday is better than other days. And during the day, midnight and before Fajr prayer is better time among the other times of the day. And in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad,
said that the divine breeze come to you, be careful, be vigilant to get benefit from those times. The month of Rajab is the month to prepare ourselves to go, inshallah, to another month, the month of Rasulullah, Sha'ban. And then the capital, actually, is the months of Ramadan, and the Laylatul Qadr is the best time. Khayrun min alf shahr, is better than 1,000 months. So this month, based on riwayat from Rasulullah, the first Thursday night, all of the angel of God gather around the Kaaba, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed them. What do you want? What is your hajat? They will say, oh Allah, we have only one hajat. What is that? To forgive all of mu'mineen who fast during the months of Rajab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that I accept. I will forgive all of mu'mineen, men and women, who has chance to fast during this beautiful month. This is the nafahat, this is the divine breeze of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be vigilant to get benefit. And Rasulullah said, if you cannot fast during this month, pay sadaqah. Even by one date, one rotab, invite others to open their fasting, to do iftar by your sadaqah, by your gift. It means that Rasulullah wants to encourage all of mu'mineen, in any case, in any condition, be careful about this month. That's why we have a different zikr. Astaghfirullah and zikr la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah wa as'aluhu tawbah in this month. Brothers and sisters, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to get benefit from any moment of this month.
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
Based on some reports, tenth of Rajab is the anniversary birth of Imam Jawad alayhi salatu wa salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Jawad.
We would like to congratulate our Imam of the age for birthday of Imam Jawad alayhi salatu wa salam. Inshallah we will have a program and celebration for the birthday of Imam alayhi salam. But let me to talk very short about the question arise at that time. When Imam alayhi salam, Imam Jawad alayhi salam became Imam, he was only 8 years old. And the question arises, is that possible? A person who is in years, 8 years old, be the leader of mu'mineen, be Imam, is that possible or not? And even at the time of Imam Reza alayhi salatu wa salam, people used to ask Imam Reza alayhi salam, how is it possible? Your child is not baligh, is not mukallif. How he want to be leader of mukallifin, of mu'mineen? Imam alayhi salam said that the position of imamat is similar to position of nabuwwat and prophethood. Age is not important for prophethood. So the age also is not important for being imam. And said some of prophets of God, they were very young, they were child actually, and they became imam, they became prophet. Prophet Yahya, Prophet Sulaiman, and Prophet Yusuf, and also Prophet Isa, Jesus, alayhim salawatullah, they were child when they became Prophet of Allah. And in Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the situation of Prophet Jesus when people asked to Maryam salamullah alayha about her child, but the Prophet Jesus, Prophet Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salam answered them and said, Qala inni Abdullah, I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Atani al-kitab. When he was only 2-3 days old, he said, I am Prophet, inni Abdullah, atani al-kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed book. If is that possible, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran, so absolutely is it possible to, for imamat alayhi salam, a person who is in 8 years old or 7 years old to be imam. And Imam alayhi salam argued with those reasons, but at the time of Imam Jawad, imamat of Imam Jawad alayhi salatu wa salam, Ma'mun used to invite scholars, famous scholars, to discuss with Imam Jawad alayhi salam to show that the knowledge of Imam. And as historical book mentioned, in all of the discussion, Imam alayhi salam was superior and was actually higher than others and showed his high level of knowledge. As the time is short, I cannot talk about those discussion. Inshallah, we will talk about it on Tuesday night. But prove that the situation of Imam alayhi salam at his time proved that a person who is in 8 years, he has a knowledge more than other scholars of at his time. And those are shows that Imamat is the true belief of Muslim. And without Imamat, there is a shortage in belief. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to continue the way of Imamat alayhi salam, to obey all of A'imma alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma ajjal waliyyaka al-faraj. والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات، اللهم اغفر مراجعنا، اللهم ارحم مؤمنين والمؤمنات، اللهم احفظ علماءنا سينا قائدنا، اللهم احفظ ثورتنا الإسلامية، اللهم اجعل عواقب أمورنا خيرا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. صدق الله.
امید غریبان تنها کجایی؟ چراغ سر قبر زهرا کجایی؟ تجلی طه گل عشق مولا، دل آشفته داغ آن کوچه غم، گرفتار گودال خونی، دل افکار غمهای زینب، سیاه پوش قاسم، عزادار اکبر، گل باغ لیلا، پریشان دست علمگیر سقا، نفسهای سجا، نواهای باغ، دعاهای صادق، کسه بی کسی های شبهای کازم، حبیب رضا و انیس غریب، جواد الائمه، تمنای هادی، عزیز دل عسگری. پس نگارا بفرما کجایی؟ 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 دلم جز هوایت هوایی ندارد، لبم غیر نامت نوایی ندارد، وضو و اذان و نماز و قنوتم بدون ولایت بهایی ندارد، دلی که نشد خانه یاس نرگس، خراب است و ویران صفایی ندارد. بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم.